umnumzana Mashakata uthi isivumelwano lesi ese-bilateral agreement sivikela osomabhizimisi bonke be-South Africa kunhlangothi zonke zenotho elizwe ngaphandle kwalabo abaphathekayo kwezamapulazi. Uthi akulasizathu sokuthi osomabhizimisi be-South Africa bethuke bahlalele evalweni lapho beletha imali yabo ukuzathuthukisa inotho yeZimbabwe. Lanxa kunjalo, amankampani e-South Africa kuleli anjenge-Pretoria Portland Cement, i-Tonkat Hewlett, le-Zimplats kawahlalisekanga ngoba ehlala esuthuselwa ukuthi kumele aguqule alandele imithetho le. UMashakata wengeze wathi okwakhathesi imali esingena elizweni ivela kumankampani e-South Africa ifika phose amabhiliyoni amathathu amadola, i-$2.8 billion, kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2010.
They are safe because there is a bilateral investment promotion and protection agreement. Outside the land sector, there's no fear of expropriation. The land reform was a revolution. Therefore, what happened, happened. And it's irreversible.
Umeli we-South Africa kuleli umnumzana Vusi Mavimbela utshelele umhlangano ukuthi uhulumende welizwe lakhe wathatha isinqumo sokusekela ukuvuselelwa kwenotho yakuleli ngokukhipha imali yokusungula amabhizimisi eZimbabwe. Uqhubeke sithi uhulumende wakhe ulesikhwama semali yokuphathisa amankampani e-South Africa asungula amabhizimisi eZimbabwe lapho ethe alahlekelwa imali.
The kind of investment, multi-billion rand investment that it is making in Zimbabwe, largely in the area of infrastructure. Actually, that is a cabinet decision. That bank didn't just decide to come here and invest. It's the South African cabinet decision to make those investments.
Usomabhizimisi we-South Africa ongenela umhlangano uNkosikazi Nosimilo Mkhokha uthi maningi amathuba okusungula amabhizimisi kuleli kungakhathalekile imithetho ekhona. Uthi kudingeka ukuthi osomabhizimisi be-South Africa bavele basungule amabhizimisi besebenzelana labo somabhizimisi bakuleli.
Sifumane izwe elihle kabi, you know, ilizwe eliready eselilungele ukukwamkela ama-investors, elilungele ukwamkela ama-partners abazongena nawo kulama sector asebonakele njengoba ominister sebekhulumile ukuthi yizona ezisemqoka, you know, for Zimbabwe. And njengoba sikhuluma sila eBulawayo sibonile ukuthi ngempela zonke izinto abazishoyo nathi siyazibona singabavakashi.
Uhlangothi lukahulumende iZimbabwe Investment Authority luthi South Africa lilizwe lesibili elisungule amabhizinisi amaningi kuleli lilandela iChina. Umhlangano lo oweZimbabwe South Africa Trade and Investment Conference uphathwe embukisweni weZimbabwe International Trade Fair lamhla okulilanga lokugcina labo somabhizinisi anjuba uvulelwe uZulu kusasa. Lanxa nje eminyakeni edluleyo uZulu wayesiba lamalanga amathathu okungena embukisweni weZRITF, lokhu kuguqulwe enyakenye kwaba lamalanga amabili kuphela kaZulu, amathathu aba ngawabo somabhizinisi abangena ngokunxuswa yiZRITF. UZulu kusasa uyangena ngenhlawulo yamadola amahlanu abadala lamadola amathathu ebantwaneni. Umbukiso lo uzavulwa kusemthethweni kusasa ngumongameli Joyce Banda owele Malawi. Ngimele iStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingunothando Sibanda.